ShockwaveSoundsFlowRadio.com.
Go!
ShockwaveSoundsFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live from Indiana.
You know?
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
See ya!
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
So I'm chilling with my homies from the D. I'm all, well, I can't say y'all from the D. But, you know, a lot of people are familiar with Big Sean, the whole Michigan area, and what's going on right now in Michigan. And we have two representatives from the area that are going to fill us in with some information to where the world can know what's really going on with the whole state of Michigan in a way. So if you guys don't mind, both of you young men, if you can just tell the audience, you know, where to find you on the internet, your name, and where you're from.
Yeah, you can find me on Reverb Nation. That's ReverbNation.com/TheReason, ALJ. Or you can go to YouTube and just type in ALJ, The Reason. And I'm also on SoundCloud and CoastToCoastMixtapes.com. Yo, this is Jay Blank Hardy. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/JBlankHardy. Same thing for Twitter. You know, twitter.com/JBlankHardy. YouTube/JBlankHardy. Reverb Nation. SoundCloud. So, nope.
We out here. We out here. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Michigan right now? How's it feeling in Michigan? What's the weather like up there?
It's not too bad right now. It's not really hot, but then again, it's not really cold. You can go outside either with a t-shirt or maybe a long sleeve, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, over here you get
about 60-something.
Over here you get all four seasons in one day. You feel me? So maybe you're not in
Akron. It do sound like where I'm at, Akron, Ohio. That's what we're known for, just having those four seasons in one day. Where,
how are you? It's not too similar.
How close are y'all to Toledo?
Toledo, we can get to Toledo in probably about 25 minutes.
Yeah, we're actually right in between Detroit and Toledo, right on 75.
Yeah, we're actually about 10 minutes from the border. We're actually in Michigan, but we're right at the border of Ohio and Michigan.
You guys ever heard of Ruby's Kitchen?
Yep. Me being in, this is Jay Blancardi, me being in, Toledo, more than not right now, you know, I've heard a couple people heard about Ruby's Kitchen, so, you know, I heard good things about it.
Yeah, that's my, great aunt, actually, that's my mom's aunt, so, you know, that's a family business right there, so I just wanted to make sure I put that on real quick so I could make sure I tagged them in this interview, so, you know, that's my family right there, like my real family, for real, my close family.
Okay, yeah, hey, we always, you know, we can get down, you know, everything blood.
Yeah. It's blood and food, bro, that's all it is to life, you know what I'm saying? It's blood and food, man, blood, food, and sex, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a little drugs here, but, you know. But it's all good. Okay, ALJ, man. Homie, you got to tell me a little bit about yourself, bro.
Okay. I'm ALJ The Reason. I'm from Monroe, Michigan. I'm an underground artist. I've been rapping for a little bit over a decade, and just started doing big-name shows this past, I'd say, about 2 to 3 years. And it's been a pretty good run. You know, I really enjoy it. I like traveling. I like meeting new people. And I just like getting my voice heard and also listening to people and, you know, see what they think of me, see what their opinions are about the music of mine and anybody else that's out here. And anything else you want to know, you can feel free to ask me. I'll answer any question.
He said, they can hit you up, huh? I can hit you up or they can hit you up. Now, I've listened to your music, bro. And I was like, you know, I love lyricism. I love a person that knows mm-hmm. how to live life correctly. You know, just like, you know, we all have a camaraderie because of our color and, you know, the problems that we go through in life, you know, the poverty, all that stuff, mm-hmm. you know. Everything that we're living in, regular life, average life. So, you know, I listened to your music and it was like something that kind of like, it talked to me, you know, it meant something to me. And I want to know.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's all good, but I want to know how you got started. If you can give my audience an understanding of why you're doing music.
I got started back when I was in high school. It was just me and a couple of my buddies, you know, we was just freestyling, you know, seeing what we could put together, and we was just, you know, making tapes or whatever. Then we ended up moving up and started recording on Sound Recorder, and it was nothing like extravagant or anything. We was just having fun, and some of the guys, they stopped taking it seriously as we started getting older. But me, I was still like, you know, I still think I could do something with this, or I could at least still try and make something out of it. So I did. I kept going. I started still putting out CD after CD, you know, year after year. And, you know, a couple people heard me. I had some friends and some people that were really like, you know, I think you got something here that could really be something. And I got a few investors, and people started really getting behind my music and my movement and what I was talking about, and, you know, now here we are.
Yeah, I was listening to it. I was, Michigan, states like Michigan and Ohio, Kentucky, when it comes to rap, we don't get the credit that's deserved. I think that it all comes from California or at this point, Miami or, you know, Atlanta. But, you know, they really forgetting where the essence came from in the first place. So, you know, with your city.
Yeah, we left out. Kid, keep it real.
I feel like the Midwest, I feel like we do kind of get the short end of the stick because we're not as, I guess you could say they may think that Detroit is not as, yeah, like Detroit, they might think that it's, you know, quote unquote more run down than LA or New York or something like that. And, you know, it's really a lot of talent here in Detroit and like Flint area and the whole metro area actually. And, even down here in like the small town that we live in, Monroe, like for as small as Monroe is, there's like an artist or, you know, someone that calls themselves an artist like every 3 or 4 blocks. So, you know, that's just to put it in perspective for you right there. And, you know, none of them get the recognition I feel that they deserve. You know, the ones that actually really deserve it.
Yeah, and that comes with believing in what you're doing and, you know, actually putting yourself out there, you know? This is Jay Blancardi. Reason he was doing his thing. They was all playing around with it. You know, I came around and was like, hey, you know, are you still rapping? He's like, yeah. So I was like, all right, make me something I could believe in, and maybe we could do something, you know, and it's history from there.
It's beautiful, though. It's beautiful when two young black males can get together and actually do some business that doesn't involve things that everybody else thinks that we're doing, you know. So I got mad love for that, man. You know, have you guys seen the new channel that they got on TV right now called Vice?
No.
Okay, well, they did something on your city not too long ago, and they put out all the popular artists in your city. Like, they put them all on one show. And I was just curious if you guys had seen that. This is a particular magazine that came out of New York that got a TV station now, and they got an actual channel on cable. And it's called Vice Essentials, mm-hmm. Vice or whatever. And they put out Detroit. They put Big Sean on. They put a bunch of underground artists out there, and they show what's really going on with your city. So, there's a lot of different sounds coming out of your city. What's that one dude that's coming out of your city with the crazy hair? And he got like a techno style. I can't even remember dude's name, but he's kind of popular, but he got his like techno style. I'm not even sure if you guys know who he is, honestly. He's kind of crazy.
I can't think of it right off the top of the head.
I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna remember that. I'm gonna remember it. I'm gonna send it to you. Text you the dude's name. It's like it's his, I think he got a Brown in his name. I'm not really sure, but he got an interesting style. But anyhow, so let's get back to ALJ and Man Cardi. I want to ask you guys. If you could describe yourself to the audience, you know, when they listen to you, like, you know, you listen to Tupac, you kind of know what kind of style you got. Can you describe your style?
Yeah, the best way I could describe my style is I like to have somewhat of a party atmosphere, but yet there are some times where you have to take, like, the way I look at my CD is it's kind of like me. I'm an outgoing person and I like to have fun, but there are times just like in life where you got to sit down, you got to take things seriously. And, you know, sometimes life isn't always a roller coaster. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you got heartache, you got heartbreak, you know, and sometimes you got to take a step back. So if you listen to my CD, I feel like I touch on every aspect of your whole life by the time you got done with it, and hopefully you enjoyed it.
Nah, that's the truth. That's some real stuff, man. You know, it sounds like you have a lot of material, like, you know, life experience inside of your music. Where did you get your inspiration from?
I get my inspiration, honestly, from the things around me, like my friends, my family, you know what I'm saying, my kids. Relationships I've been through, you know, jobs that I've had or lost, the shows that I've done. Like, I try to tell everything in a story. And if you listen to my music, you will hear, you know, pieces of my life, especially if you listen to, like, everything you would be able to tell when I was younger till now. But I always try to, Not over exaggerate. I don't think that that's the right word, but I always wanted to make it like, I wanted to have that shock value with each song to where people are like, you know, they really get taken back and they're like, okay, well, now I'm listening. What else is this guy trying to say?
So. Yeah, and just like you said, that shock value, I remember you telling me yesterday, we did this yesterday, and I remember you telling me that you had a friend that just had recently got stabbed, and it kind of stuck in my brain, so.
That's B Stoney. Yeah, man. The situation was actually
Ryan Allen.
Yeah, it was actually pretty messed up. If you were to go to Google and you type in Monroe, Michigan, Brian Allen, you will definitely see his article and his name, because it definitely, you know, shook the community. And he was a good friend of mine since I was younger, and we did music together, and he was actually on my last three CDs, and it's all public knowledge, so you don't have to worry about anything. Like, the guy that he got into it with, like, it's actually a messed up story, because we know, like, both families, and we were, you know, close with both families, and when we found out, you know, what happened, it really messed up everybody, because, you know, we were thinking that it was somebody from out of town, or it was somebody that he really had beef with, but it was, you know, a messed up situation. And, you know, the guy that did it, he's in prison right now, you know, so it's not like it's an unsolved murder, but it just, you know, it really messed up, you know, his mom, you know, and his brother and his sisters, you know what I'm saying, and he's got two kids, you know, and, you know, it was just a lot, and, you know, everybody's still dealing with it. And, you know, we've got other friends that we've lost and other family members, you know, since then. And his passing was almost 2 years ago, but there's been a few more. But, you know, it's hard. It's a day-to-day struggle.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
Now, I just want to put a little cap on that. You know, because we knew both sides, both parties in it, which it was just a wrong place at the wrong time, so it kind of split our little city up. You know, it's either you would, you know what I mean? So now it's even more, you know, distance between people, you know. You can't really get on nobody's level anymore, you know, so it's like that too. But go ahead.
So, you know, the media portrays Michigan to be pretty much a dead place. Like, you know, you got the water problem, you got the death, the murders, the crime. But, you know, crime in the media is always a tool used for manipulating the public. So what's going on in Michigan for real to y'all?
Right now, I don't think Michigan is as bad as the media makes it sound, because, like, if you listen to the media, like, I mean, you would think that Michigan is, like, a third world country right now, because they make it seem like we don't have any water, you know, we don't have any money over here, our housing is just horrible, you know, like, there's just nothing here. But in all honesty, like, you know, let it be a sunny day. Michigan is like one of the most beautiful places that you could be. But, you know, we basically just take, you know, everything with a grain of salt and just try to make the best out of everything really around here, because there's not as many opportunities as New York, I will say that right now, or even L.A. or Miami, just using a big city as an example. But we just try to make the best as what we can do, because I'll tell you right now, 95% of my shows are not in the city that I live in. Like, I do a show in Monroe maybe once a year, maybe. That sucks. And I do all my shows there either in Detroit or Phoenix, like 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, you know, you don't get no support, because people think the same thing, even though they live here, you know, and on top of that, you know, Michigan is at a state, you know, at the bottom of the bottoms of, you know, states. But the people that's coming out, you know, we're trying to, you know, come up from the bottom. You know what I'm saying? We try to build our, you know, little egos up so that way we can, you know, try to have some kind of impact rather than just be shitted on all the time.
And another reason people like Michigan right now is because weed is legal if you got your car. If you had your car.
Bro, I'm trying to move to Michigan. Here. For real. I'm trying to move to Michigan. It's funny, though, because I feel 100% of y'all saying Ohio and Michigan are almost like twins, except for the fact that we have LeBron James. I'm serious. The only thing that made Ohio important was the, you know, like politics, you know, because they want to come to Cleveland now with the whole thing in the summertime. And then
LeBron,
he about to go for this championship, and I don't know if he's going to be stopped on the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got Steph Curry injured right now. We got a good look right now. So, you know, we might be getting more on the map. Akron, Ohio is where I'm at. That's where he was born and raised, and that's where we at. So I understand what y'all going through. Ohio been going through the same thing. But you guys have had a lot more, you guys have a better reputation than Ohio does, in my opinion. You're more considered to be like real niggas in that area. You know what I'm saying? For real. They don't even know what's in Ohio. But it's all good. So let me ask you guys more questions.
All right.
You know, you guys have been doing music for a long time. How did you guys meet up? Like, are you guys family or what?
Well, we are family now. You know what I'm saying? LJ, the reason he grew up with my,
he used to hang out with his younger brother when he was actually, he didn't mention it yet, but he was actually overseas in the war.
Yeah, I was in the Iraq War in 2003. And after I came back,
that was the first time that I actually met him.
Yeah, and
you know, this was around the stage I still wasn't taking it seriously at all.
Yeah, I would hear them, you know, do their little raps, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, you know, like I said earlier, shit, if you really want to do this, we could try to see what's up. You know, he made reasonable thinking. After that, yeah, I mean, after that, you know, it just kind of came together. Our families just started, you know, being around each other more. Now we'd like
go to holidays together.
Yeah, you know, his family's mine. So, and vice versa.
That's great, man. That's great. Now, what, like, both of you guys, I kind of want to know the influences that you came up underneath. Who were you listening to when you were growing up?
Honestly, my favorite musician of all time, and it might surprise a lot of people,
that's but LJ the reason.
I'm going to say that my favorite musician, like, my name's Donald, Michael Jackson.
Oh, man, that ain't no surprise, man.
All right. Well, I would hope that it wouldn't be, but no, he really was like a really, 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 like, I don't know, when I was a kid, especially, like, I really, really, really liked his music. And when I got older, like, a lot of people be like, oh, he's gay or he's a child molester or whatever. And, you know, it was like, you don't know that 100%. You don't know what the media may have said or not, but his music, it was the greatest, hands down. Like, that's just me personally. But if you're going to talk about rappers, maybe, I don't know, I like Mace, like Method Man, and I like a lot of, like Snoop Dogg, too, and Dre back in the day.
Yeah, you got a good combination. That's a great combination.
Yeah, and like I say, like now, like after I really, really started like getting into rap and like recording more, I say like honestly, like Eminem, like I just like the way that he puts like all like some of his lyrics together, like the way he like I don't know, it's Eminem almost like he's saying one thing but he flips it to another and then he goes right back to what he was just saying before that, but you never lost one thing he just said, like.
What I like about Eminem is that I don't care what he's saying, his flow is better than half of the Negroes out here. So this
that white boy can spit.
For sure.
And that white boy, 8 Mile, one love to Michigan, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad they made Eminem out of Michigan because, like, for real, man, dude. You change the game, just like Drake changed the game, just like Pac changed the game, just like Wu-Tang changed the game. You know, anybody can come and change the game. ALJ probably changed the game right now, for real. So it's all good.
Oh, for sure. That's what the future's supposed to hold.
And we hold it. You know what I'm saying? We hold it. So it's all good, man. Let me see if I got some more questions for you young men. Let's see, you know, I've been doing this a long time myself. I've seen a lot of musicians come and go. I've seen musicians go from doing music to doing comedy. I've seen individuals go from modeling to rap. I've seen every transition in the game. Some of my friends ended up being on TV. I was like, oh my God, am I doing on TV? They ain't even tell me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see it. You know, I didn't see it happen. And I'm like, you know, this is a very interesting game. So my question would be, you know, considering the talent that you have, man, you told me yesterday you don't need to, you said you ain't going to be no $1 million rapper, but, you know, you got the talent to be that where you want to take it. I mean, just truthfully, answer the question however you want to. It's no big deal.
I mean, I would love, you know, to be that next $1 million rapper, you know.
That's that nigga.
But, like I said, if it didn't happen for me, I'd be all right. But in all honesty, okay, I would like to see myself, you know, somewhere in the position of, like, a Dre, you know, to where I could put out my CDs, but yet, because I like producing music too. Like, I'm not the greatest producer, but I'd like to, you know, produce for people. I'd like to, you know, produce for bigger names and set up shows and go overseas and, you know, set up tour dates for people, you know, just in case, you know, say I do get bigger. It's almost like that's my way of giving back.
you know, and I'd open up like a chain of studios or whatever, and I'd do it like that.
Yeah. So, how would, cause in that case, you know, it's a bunch of people that could potentially hear this. So how would they contact you and get in touch with you to, you know, set up negotiations of some sort?
If you wanted to get a hold of me, all you would have to do is send me an email at aljthereason@gmail.com, or you can contact my manager, Jay Blancardi, which is area code
517-819-3361. That's 517-819-3361. You know, we always willing to listen, you know, and trying to do something, always trying to do something, trying to come up with the next thing, whether it's music, whether it's fashion, whether it's modeling, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't stuck on one thing, man. You know, we try to push this thing for real.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious you guys are on the phone making it happen, and this is like 2 days in a row. Y'all done did two interviews with me in like 24 hours, so.
And we just got off the plane, fresh out of the, we was in Dallas, with artist auditions, open up for Rich Homie Quan and Zero, you know what I'm saying? I mean, even before that, last year we opened up for Doughboys Cash Out 3 times, you know, that came to our little city, you know, did the thing, you know what I'm saying? We try to keep the plate hot.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about, man, getting out there. When you got people coming to your city and you're supposed to be trying to chase your dream and you don't go follow that, then it's like, then what's the purpose, you know what I'm saying? So I respect that.
Mm-hmm. On that. Yeah, you can't just stay in your hood and make a video like some people think, you know what I'm saying, and then go right back into your house and like your video and you're a rap star now. You know what I mean? I ain't knocking nobody's hustle, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we try to be out here because that's the only way you're going to be out there. You feel me?
Yep. And you got to put in the effort. Like, you can talk about it all day, but at some point in time, you gotta actually, you know, make it into that studio. You got to actually talk to that promoter. You got to actually get on that stage, you know, and you got to actually do it before you can just say, because I see a lot of people, they're always like, oh, man, Aaron, put me on, or let's do a song. And I'm like, okay, well, come over tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll go to the studio. And then I don't hear from them for like 2 more weeks. And then they're like, oh, man, I thought you was going to hit me up. It's like, well,
bro, I thought you was going to hit me up.
Right. And even like, I told you that day and you still never answered. So it's like, you got to be able to put in that effort too, not just talk about it.
20 years, man. 20 years of that bull. I mean, that's just the nature of the game almost. You, like, at some point, you just got to, like, block that out and, you know, you kind of got to set up a barrier to hinder those individuals trying to come into your life. At some point, you become a celebrity. It don't matter what level they think you are. At some point, you is a part of the game, and that's your celebrity status. Now, I wanted to ask you guys, about the new music you have out right now. I know you're on a Clear the Block because I went and checked it out yesterday. So can you give me an idea what that song is? Give them the title or the name of the song, you know what I'm saying?
What is it, The Weeknd?
It's called The Weeknd.
You know, it's not by The Weeknd. You feel me? So don't get it mixed up. It's ALJ The Reason. You know, it's called The Weeknd. It's on iTunes right now. You know what I'm saying? We got it on Reverb Nation. You know, you can check it out. You know, it's just about having fun, you know, on the weekends. You know, what it is that we do or we would like to do, you know, so.
Yeah, and also, it's just about the weekend and, you know, like I said in the hook, you know, what you're doing for the weekend. If it's nothing, you should roll with the team then. It's like, you know, come hang out with us, so to speak. But when I actually made the song, it was a show that we did down in Marion, Ohio, and my boy Nutso, he actually made the beat. Shout out to Nutso Productions. And I was telling him, I was like, man, I just need a new beat. He was like, well, tell me what you think of this one. And then he sent it to me, and I was like, yeah, it's cool. And he was like, he had some girl
on the hook, but it wasn't really a completed hook. It was just like a, almost like a sample sound kind of. Yeah. But if you listen at the very beginning, you would hear it say "going nuts" on the track, bitch. Like, we just left that part, and I put a whole new hook on it, and I was kind of, the story is kind of loose. It's loosely based on that night that we did the show. But for the most part, you know, it was just some entertainment. But that's basically what I thought of. Oh, sorry, say it again.
I'm sorry, it sounds like a fun track. Sounds like something that you want to...
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and then, you know, the one that you was listening to, What's the Reason, you know, that's that comes out, that's punchline, that's going to punch you in your mouth real fast, you know, and it's just going to keep on going, you know what I'm saying? And it's a repeated hook, so that way you know who it is you're talking about, ALJ, The Reason.
Yeah, What's the Reason? Like, that's a real angry track. Like, yesterday you said it sounded real intense. Like, get in your face, get up out your seats. You know, it's like every time I play that, like, it's like it's always, it can be real calm in the room, but as soon as that song comes on, like, people turn their heads like, who was that? Who said that? And, you know, I made a, if you listen in the very first verse, like, I made a punchline about Miley Cyrus, and then right then I said, that's not a diss. Like, and it's like, it's not a diss. Anytime, like, if any rapper or any celebrity, if you ever hear your name and any of my music, I'm saying it because it's like maybe you were in a movie or maybe, you know, the media said something about you and I'm just addressing it. I'm not talking bad about you. I'm just saying that, you know, I like to speak my mind. And like I said, people are afraid to be individuals. So that's my individuality coming out.
It reminds me of, to me, you don't sound like Game, but it reminds me of how he kind of used a lot of names in his lyrics, you know, to show love to the individuals that have, you know, created this environment that we're in right now. So, you know what I'm saying? When the Game came out, you know, he was always throwing names out there. It wasn't a diss, you know what I'm saying? But it was, and look where the Game is at now. Even though he didn't fell out with this dude, fell out with that dude, he still is taking pictures with Dre, a billionaire. So it's all good, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. I got a couple more questions for you guys. This is a really good interview. I'm really glad this is recording right now. Michigan and Ohio. Can you guys give your web locations that again? I need them to know where you're at and who you are.
I'm ALJ The Reason. I'm with Jay Bloncardi, and we're located in Monroe, Michigan. About 10 minutes off of the border of Ohio and Michigan.
Check us out on Facebook/ALJ The Reason, Twitter/ALJ The Reason, YouTube @ALJ The Reason, Reverb Nation @ALJ The Reason. Everything is ALJ The Reason. What's the reason? ALJ The Reason. If you want to get at the contact, JBlancardi@facebook.com, at Twitter, JBlancardi, YouTube, JBlancardi. You know what I'm saying? Reverb Nation, SoundCloud @JBlancardi.
And if you want to know the phone number for Jay Blancardi, it is?
It's 517-819-3361. Get at your boy Jay Blancardi, and we're going to do something for you.
I appreciate the chemistry you guys have. I can see it, going back and forth. I wanted to ask you guys, wanted to ask you guys about the obstacles that you have overcome in this game. I mean, coming from a city like you said, the whole state is like degraded by the music industry. No one ever thinks Michigan has anything to offer other than, you know, Big Sean, technically, you know, so... You know, what do you have to say to someone who don't think that Michigan got something.
Man, let me tell you something. We, to even start off, you know, we put our own show on, you know what I'm saying? We rented a ballroom at the motel, you know what I'm saying? We invited the whole city, you know what I'm saying? We probably had 30 people there.
Just take what you got and just make the best out of it,
you know? And then we went from there and showed that you just as good as the person that's got the best equipment or the best city with the glitz and the glam.
Or you can do it when
you want. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. Just, it is what you make it, man. You know, we went from that little shit to coast, Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the biggest obstacle was us believing in ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And keeping it going like that. You know, we have to know that every day that,
because a lot of people don't,
you know, every day that we're going to be the next. You know what I'm saying? We always going to have next. Because if we don't, we still got ourselves. You know what I mean? And we're going to keep going with that. You know, you can't never stop believing.
So, ALJ, man, what's the advice going through this? What advice would you give to the people that are listening, whether they're just like regular people or musicians or artists or managers? What advice could you give, like, everybody?
Well, my first advice to the big names out there is don't forget where you came from, because there's people like me that's in the same position that you was in, you know, 10, 15 years ago. So you need to be looking for that person that you were trying somebody else to see in you. You know, I think I just said that right. And to the quote-unquote smaller people, I'm just going to tell you, like my mom never told me, you know, never give up, and you never know what you're going to do until you try it. And if you fail, oh well, just try again a different way, and eventually you never know what you might just get. And I'll be honest, there are a lot of times where I was like, you know what? And I don't know if I can say this right now, but I was like, F this, I ain't doing this no more. I was like, this the last show. I was like, man, I was ready to throw the mic at a promoter. You know, I was ready to kick over CD stands. And I was like, you know what, man, F the rap game and everybody in it, you know. But I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, J. Blank Carter wasn't going to let that happen. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did, bro. Cause we got a nice musician right here. We got a perfect manager. You know what I'm saying? It's like the combination right now is popping so crazy. I'm loving it.
Yep.
I ain't never even knew. I don't even know if I know anybody really. I know one dude from Michigan. His name is Isaac Lowe, and it's my homie. He's been promoting for a long time. I'm gonna look him up and see if I can just suggest you guys as friends, because he's been in the game since I started doing this radio thing. I started this before they had smartphones, so you know, I was doing that when I seen the smartphone come out and the smartphone could handle the MP3. I was like, oh my god, I'm about to be the man. You know what I'm saying? It was just like,
look, they know the smartphone was for the dumb people. You feel me?
Man, the dumb folks is the only ones spending their money on nothing. So, hey, go ahead and spend that. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and spend that. I don't care. Just spend it. Don't matter. I love them dumb folks. It's all good. It's all good. Why don't you guys tell, we did some shout outs yesterday. Why don't you make sure that your people are heard?
Okay, I'll let Jay Blancardi go ahead. Jay Blancardi, you know what I'm saying? First, I want to give a shout out to ALJ The Reason. You know what I'm saying? What up, homie? You know what I'm saying? We got this. We're going to keep going. I'm going to give a shout out to Mad Max on the motherfucking interview. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see what's up over at Ruby's. You feel me? On top of that, shout out to Billy Boy. He's Flint's finest. You know, he hosts anything of every major artist that comes through. He gave us a little bit of time with him and seeing what's up. Other than that, man, I just wanna, everybody knows, you know, if you're my family, you know who you are. Shout out to y'all. and everybody that recognizes us in our city, shout out to y'all. And everybody who don't recognize us in the city, listen to this and get your game up.
All right, I'm just going to make it real, real, real sad. Freeza, here we go. Just want to give a quick shout out to the little ones. That's Justice, Jayla, and Cross, and my girl Rena, you know what I'm saying, of course, my parents, and the man upstairs, of course. Now I feel like I'm getting an award right now or something. But, bro, man, just all my YouTube subscribers, thanks for subscribing. Everybody on my Facebook, everybody that knows me personally, our man. I'm not going nowhere. Thanks for being with me through my struggle. And we got more coming up, 2016 and beyond.
For sure.
Dropping bombs.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm glad you said that, bro. It is like you're getting an award because being on a Pro Flow Radio, honestly, you know, when I got started, you know, I started back in Akron before LeBron came out, everything, you know, I broke my neck back in 96. I was supposed to be the first LeBron. I just happened to break my neck. I'm like 6'4". I'm the Kyrie. I had better game. You could mix me up with Kyrie, Curry, and a couple other individuals, and that's the kind of player I was. But I broke my neck earlier, so, you know what I'm saying? So we hear Pro Flow. Pro Flow is like symbolic for, you know, that Steph Curry 3-point, you know what I'm saying? That's that Kyrie crossover. That's that LeBron James post-up dunk or run through the lane on him, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. You know, that's what Pro Flow is. When you jump on the track, every time you spit, it's a Pro Flow. So it's pinnacle. There's nothing greater than that other than Max Heat, which is who I am as well. So, you know what I'm saying? when you come in and across this right here, when we have this kind of interview, you are being awarded with a Pro Flow Award. And honestly, I'm thinking about it, switch that up and start sending that out. I might have to send you a certificate or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, this is becoming something different than what I thought it was going to be. For real, I'm not going to lie. So, you know, I came from a very, very complicated position, but because, like you said, like you guys say, you never give up, you keep trying, and like your mom said, if you fail at it, try it again a different way. So, you know, that's what this is all about. That's why you guys are on the show. We appreciate it. Thank you for giving me the second interview, because yesterday I think it didn't go through, so but this one is guaranteed.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, check us out, www.maxheat.com. It's Pro Flow Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com. Make your purchase now.
Tell them about my surroundings. And at the rate that I'm going, there's no way that I won't be on. I'm still the same on the inside. I'm always humble and that's for sure. You acting like you didn't know it. But AOJ on me, it's new stone. And right now I'm so sky high.
Things on the low so I never get caught. I'm a survivor, you think I'm wrong. Well, I spit another song and I guess I'll be moving on. And I'm always watching my surroundings. I'm going hard in like 3 seconds and counting. Hard to keep up when it comes to pop culture. They're all savages, boy, quit being a vulture. On the road, let the story unfold again. And my pocket's getting big just like Roseanne. You know that I'm ready for Kodak. With you it's impossible like a frozen Iraq. I stay on the track, it be bouncing. Got the Burberry from Smell Tight, and now I'm lounging. It's my time, and yours done. Used to do it for fun, but now I do it for fun.
And at the rate that I'm going, there's no way that I won't be on. I'm still the same on the inside. I'm always humble, and that's for sure.
To the death and I drag it to my grave. Undead revival, your guns won't do a thing. And they mad I came back like a boomerang.
like I'm obligated, but I guess that's better than being underrated. Supply and demand, I guess that's how it goes. Supplying the fans with knowledge they should know. I got bills to pay, I got miles to feed, I got love, so welcome to the feast. It's all good, my baby, it's all good. I make it happen, and I know you didn't think I could.
And at the rate that I'm going, there's no way that I won't be I'm still the same on the inside. I'm always humble and that's for sure. You acting like you didn't know it, but AOJ on me, it's just gone. And right now I'm so sky high, cause there's no way that I won't be gone.
I'm back, this time for good. I remember when I used to hit the back streets of Greenwood. Let me think, this was a classic, killing the beat and wrap it up in plastic. It's a fact, your flow is trash, and they all show their ass at the AOJ bash.
And at the rate that I'm going, there's no way that I won't be on. I'm still the same on the inside, I'm always humble and that's for sure. You're acting like you didn't know it, but AOJ on me, it's just stone. And right now I'm so sky high,
throwing the cash, and I got my bands out cause I get it back fast. Laughing at you now.
It's dropping bombs, Enterprise, motherfucker.